All right, ushers, you pass out that magnet already this evening. If you didn't get one of our Missions Conference magnets, would you raise your hand? Ushers, go ahead, quickly do that for me, and we'll go ahead and put that in your hand. Put it somewhere where you can see it, and when you see it, please pray for the Missions Conference that God will bless, again, the missionaries that are with us, and that the Lord will help us do more for missions. Hey, church family, wasn't it a blessing to hear Brother Rodriguez? Thank you so much for being able to help. You know why we could do that? Is because you give to missions, all right? So, again, we want to continue to try to support more missionaries and obviously be able to help some of these missionaries that are on the foreign field. Again, just a magnet to put up there and remind you of this year's theme. The harvest is truly plenteous, and there's no doubt about that as far as the people that need to be saved, both here and abroad. So grab your Bible tonight. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. And a very familiar passage when it comes to missions. We're going to look at this together in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. Church family, before I jump into this tonight, I just want to just say a few words, I guess. You know, I don't like being gone the Sunday before missions conference. Again, it's kind of a long story how things took place. I'm going to be in Akron, Ohio, doing a missions conference there Thursday through Sunday. I was originally scheduled to go be gone two services. I'm going to do my best never to not to do that unless the Lord does something crazy. I don't want to be gone two services in a row, and I'm not gone that much, but I don't like being gone the Sunday before. I hope that you're praying and thinking about what the Lord's going to have you to give to missions this year. Hey, listen, I can't stress how important your missions giving is for you. It's not just important for the missionaries getting missionaries around the world. It's important for you as far as giving missions. If you want God's blessing on your life, I'm just telling you, missions giving is one of the easiest ways to get God to bless you. And we're going to look at that tonight. I want to talk to you for just a few moments tonight on this thought on what is faith promise. Some of you might be new to the church and not understand, obviously, the Wednesday night crowd. Maybe some of you have not been saved very long. So maybe some of you started giving last year to missions and, again, still kind of new. The faith promise missions is not some Baptist church thing that we've made up to try to get people to give to missions so we can send missionaries around the world. That's not what it's about. It's a biblical principle that is spelled out in Scripture, or I should say exemplified in Scripture, that we try to follow. And just like God blessed those churches that gave to missions in the New Testament, God blesses churches today as they give to missions. And so tonight, I want to again deal with that thought again, a very familiar thought on what is faith promise. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on it, and we'll look at this together tonight. Heavenly Father, would you please bless your word tonight? I feel not just inadequate, but I almost feel, Lord, un-at-ease with people who have heard missions or given to missions all of their life. It would be so easy tonight just to sit and hear. Father, I ask you to please help us to sit and hear from you. And Father, may we understand, Lord, whether it's missions or something else, that we would hear your voice, do what you say. Lord, there's some in the auditorium, I have no doubt, have not even prayed once, what do you want me to give to missions this year? There's others who are giving to missions really just wondering, what do you want? And Lord, I do believe that you do that. I do believe that you tell us, Lord, what to give, because you said in all thy ways acknowledge you, and that you would direct our paths. Would you bless tonight in that aspect of missions, guide and direct us as far as the coming year, myself, my family, this congregation, Lord, that we would know what you would want us to give as a faith promise for this coming year. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Church, I mean, there is no way to cover everything about faith promise in one service unless you're going to stay here all night. All right, we're not doing that, amen? Better say amen, amen, all right? But what I want to do is I want to talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 8. And again, I believe that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 and Philippians chapter number 4 give the basis to faith promise. And there's major principles. But I want to deal with just the first 12 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 8 to really give the idea of why do we give the faith promise and what is faith promise. Now, church, I know you've heard me said it before, but I cannot change what the Scripture teaches about faith promise. Faith promise is me giving to God through missions by faith because of love out of what God has provided me. That's the bottom line when it comes to mission. And I know that sounds like a long definition, but when you look at the first 12 verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, it's very clear that the churches of Macedonia, they were giving to God through missions by faith because of love out of what God had provided for them. And I'm going to take that principle of that statement tonight just as a way of review for all of us. And listen, I think that everybody can give to missions. Now, this is Scott Hanks speaking for just a moment, because it's not the amount that you give. All right. It's a matter of that you're willing to give. If verse number 12, if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath and not according to that he hath not. God just wants to know, are you willing to give? All right. So if you're a young person in here, and you babysit, or you mow lawns, or you have some type of income that comes in, and maybe it comes in monthly or weekly, you ought to at least be willing to give a portion of that to missions. And by the way, that's not your tithe. All right, we understand that tithing is very elementary giving, and tithing is what already belongs to God. I don't begin to show God that I love Him until after I give beyond my tithe. Tithing is just making me honest. Above my tithe shows how much I love Him. Quickly, let's look at these thoughts together. Look at verse number 1 now. 2 Corinthians 8 in verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit. The word wit means to know. We do you to know of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Now, church family, the churches of Macedonia was Thessalonica, the city of Thessalonica, the city of Philippi, and the city of Berea. These churches of Macedonia, Paul is making reference to. And Paul is talking to who about the churches of Macedonia? Talk to me. Who's he talking to? So he's talking to the church at Corinth. He's using the church of Macedonia as an example to the church at Corinth, which is to our example also. Verse number 2. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they, the churches of Macedonia, they were willing of themselves, praying us, the missionary, with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us, that's the missionary, the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. That ministering to the saints were the people that the missionary was going to. Verse 5, and this they did, not as we hoped, but they first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you, church at Corinth, the same grace also. What grace? The grace of giving that the church of Macedonia. He said, what the church of Macedonia did, I want Titus to come and teach you that same type of grace giving, that same type of idea of missions giving. All right. Let's continue on. Verse number 7. Therefore, as ye abound, that word abound means to be in excess, as ye abound in everything. And then he's going to name several things they were in excess, that they abounded in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, the missionary. See that ye abound in this grace. What grace? This grace of giving, also missions giving. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, and that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, it's profitable for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Their commitment they had made a year before. He's saying, listen, finish your commitment. Verse 11. Now therefore, perform the doing of it there, that as there was a readiness to will, so that there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Now, church family, can I just walk back through these 12 verses, and we don't have to read them all again, but can I just remind us what is missions giving? What is faith promise? Faith promise missions giving is me giving to God through missions by faith because of love out of what God has provided for me. We're going to look at those statements quickly tonight. Hey, every person ought to be asking God, God, what do you want me to give the faith promise? Church family, we don't have, I don't even know what you give to the tithe. I don't know who gives to missions, but God knows that you give to missions, all right? And you ought to give, amen? Somebody say amen tonight, all right? I know you've heard this before. Nod your head, say amen, you know, poke your neighbor, I don't care, but do something, all right? Now look what he says here in verse number, I'm going to jump to verse number 4 now. Look what Paul the missionary says in verse number 4, all right? Let's pick up verse 5. And this they did, all right, the they being the church of Macedonia and their giving, and this they did, not as we hoped, but first, what did they do? Let's say it together. They first what? Gave their own selves unto the Lord. Now, can I just tell you the first thing that has to happen before you even make the commitment to give, before you give your first faith promise, the first thing that God's got to have you. Let someone tell you something. God doesn't need your money. I know you've heard say that before, and I know some of you that are stingy, not you, but some person who might be stingy might say, well, if God doesn't need my money, I guess I don't have to give it, okay? Well, you can do that, but you're not going to have God's blessing upon your life, and it's not about the money. It's about God having you and having you. I don't know how you are, okay? Hopefully, the longer you're a Christian, the more, again, we're going to get to this by faith. But when you give to missions, it's not, to me, missions conference is not a nerve-wracking time, all right? What am I supposed to give? And I can't afford to give. And how much? Listen, don't bite your nails. All right. This should be one of the most relaxing times of missions, because we have an opportunity to get the gospel to the world by sending a missionary. And part of that is through our giving. But our giving is not one of these things. Oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this. It's not about how you do it. It's what God wants to do. All right. Hey, how many believe that God knows exactly how much you're supposed to give to missions? You believe that? I believe that. I believe that. I believe that God knows exactly what He wants you to give. And if He knows exactly what you should give, He knows exactly how to give it to you. All right. Now, quickly, the first thing I want you to think about is this, is that giving to missions is not me giving to the missionary. It's me giving through the missionary. All right. Listen, God can put anybody He wants on the field to get the gospel to a lost and dying world. He just lets us be a part of the plan. All right. So, again, the first part of missions giving is you've got to get the mindset. Yes, I'm giving my tithe to God, but yes, I'm giving my missions to God. All right. Look at the next phrase, verse number 5. Not only giving to God, he says, and this they did not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord. What's the next three words? All right. Who's the us? Paul and his company. He's talking about Paul, the missionary. And he's talking about the company of missionaries that he had with him. He said, listen, you first gave yourself unto the Lord and then you gave yourself unto us. Just, I know that we cannot be close to every one of them. We support, I think, 100 missionaries right now. All right. And we support them $100 a month. And I know that we cannot be close to them like we would from the ones from our own church. David Deal and David Smith. In fact, David and Katie Joe are in the area. Where are they preaching tonight? Anybody know? Where's he at tonight? In Missouri, so not far. In fact, David came in this week. He called, actually, whatever day it is, 2 days ago. And he said, hey, listen, I'd be glad to paint that bus, the yellow bus that we just bought. He said, I'd be glad to paint it. I said, good, paint it. I think it's a great idea. And so he came in today to try to get things together. And I think tomorrow he's supposed to start on that. Am I correct on that? Does anybody know? Brother Myers, you know? Josh, know? He's supposed to start tomorrow. Hey, listen, if you want to help paint the bus, come help David. Spend some time. Rub some shoulders with him. Rub the bus. I don't care, but do something, all right? But I'm thankful that we have a missionary out of this church that when he is home, he's not hiding. Amen. He comes to me and says, hey, you want me to paint the bus? I'm thankful for that. Amen. Now, we know those kind of missionaries because it's family. But all these other missionaries we support, we don't get to rub shoulders with them. But can I just tell you that when you give to God, you're giving it through to the missionary also. Right. And you ought to want to know our missionaries. Amen. You ought to want to know where they're at and who their children are. And you ought to want to know what their needs are. And I know that part of that falls back on the pastor as far as keeping you informed. By the way, if you're not signed up to get the emails, most of our missionary email now, and as soon as she gets the email in, we shoot those emails to everybody she's got an email address to, so you can get all the missionaries' letters sent right to your email. All right? But you ought to keep track of the missionaries. And why? Because that's what missions is. Giving to God through missionary. That's what he's talking about when he says us there, but it's giving it through missions. That's what the personal pronouns are for. Now look what he says next. All right. And I'm going to back up to the previous verse because it talks about the church of Macedonia as far as their giving. Look at verse number 2. How then a great trial of, what's the word? Affliction and the abundance of their joy and their, what kind of poverty? Deep poverty. And it abounded or it came to an excess of their riches and their liberality. Now, here's what this means. They gave out of their poverty and God gave to their riches. And sometimes those riches are not in your bank account here. It's in your bank account there. Amen. So can I just tell you that the Church of Macedonia, to me, what they epitomize is faith. You know, how do you know faith's not even mentioned there? It is mentioned because they gave out of deep poverty. It takes faith to give out of deep poverty. In other words, deep poverty means I don't have enough for me, let alone for them. All right. So I want to tell you, when it comes to faith promise, that's what it is. You know, normally by the time the Sunday morning that we take our commitments, normally before then, I know, sometimes it's been up to that then. My wife and I discuss faith promise. I don't know how you do your own personal finances in your own house, but I'm one flesh. So my wife prays about it. I pray about it. Then we compare our answers. And I win, by the way, most of the time. I do win. But I want to know what my wife thinks. And I want my wife to know what we're giving to missions because we're one flesh. All right. You can do it any way you want. But you ought to talk to your wife, by the way. Inform your wife, you know, as far as what's going on. You know, you should. I know this is not a family night. But I want to tell you something. Part of the problems in marriage is the top four reasons for divorce. All right. Reason number one is, I can't tell you the order, but finances, in-laws, communication and romance. And I want to tell you, communication is a big problem when it comes to marriages, when you don't even discuss with your family, your wife, what's going on. She shouldn't have her account and you have your account and you spend the money separately and she pays the utilities and you pay the house payment. You're one flesh. I know this is not marriage 101, but when it comes to your faith promise, you ought to be able to communicate with your spouse about what you're giving. By the way, I have seen some spouses that the Lord really did something, or a missionary, did something in their heart, and they decided, I'm giving 75% of my income to the Lord. Well, why don't you talk to your wife first? Okay, God bless you. All right. So, and this idea of giving is to God through missions, and that's what the missionary is talking about there. I like that word that's mentioned also, if I can find it real quick here, in verse number four. In verse number four, it says, praying us, the missionary, the word praying there actually means to beg. The Church of Macedonia begged us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift, that was their missions gift, and take upon us the fellowship. That word fellowship means partnership of the ministering to the saints. All right. Now, Church, I know that we don't see this, but what's going on in the Philippines and around the world with the missionaries that we support, we're partners with them. Every time you put your faith promise in the plate over here, it's like you're in the Philippines. It's like you're in Panama. It's like you're in Mexico, because Paul said you just partnered up with us in the ministering to the saints, those believers that are on the foreign field, by your missions giving. So what is faith promise? It's me giving to God through missions. All right. Look what he says next. By faith. Of course, that's verses 1, 2, and 3 there. It's talking about giving to God through missions by faith. All right. Now let's look at the next thing. Look at verse number 7 with me. Verse number 7 says this. It says, therefore, as ye abound in everything. Now, remember now, he's talking to the Corinthian church. The Corinthian church was not the greatest church, but this is 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, he dealt with all kinds of things they were doing wrong. But in 2 Corinthians, he says, listen, you have a faith, you have utterance. Think about that. Faith, they had a belief in the Word of God. Utterance. They were willing to tell others about, utterance means to speak. They were willing to tell others about the Lord Jesus. He says, you are in excess of knowledge. In other words, they were learners. They were continually learning what the Lord wanted for their life. And in all diligence, that means they were workers. They toiled. And in your love to us, the missionary. He said, man alive, as a church, you're doing really good. Church, I want to tell you something. I can't really grade you. God's the only one that tells. He knows what scale we're on as far as our spirituality and where we're at as a church body. But Paul looked at the Corinthian church and said, hey, listen, you're doing pretty good. You're abounding. The word abound means to be in excess, to be overboard. You're overboard in diligence. You're overboard in love. You're overboard in faith. You're overboard in utterance. And then look what he says last in that same verse. In verse number 7, he says, see that ye abound. Go overboard. See that ye abound in, what's the last three words? So what grace is he talking about? He's talking about the graciousness of the churches of Macedonia as far as their giving, as far as taking care of the missionary. You know, it'd be a sad thing if the Lord looked at the Heritage Baptist Church and says, boy, those are a bunch of workers down there. Boy, they do a good job getting the gospel to their surrounding world. Boy, they love one another, but they sure don't give very well to missions. God says, I want you to be overboard in this area of missions. I want you to be in excess as far as taking care of the missionary and as far as getting missionaries to the world. So look what he says next in verse number 8. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove what? Now, look what he says in verse 24, right across the page on your Bible there, verse 24. Wherefore, show ye to them, and before the churches, what? Proof of your love. Now, again, I know I tried to put it into a phrase, just walking through verse 1 through 12, but faith promises me giving to God through missions by faith, because of love. Barney prayed, I think he prayed during the, when he prayed over a thing. You prayed for Mrs. Johnson's father, right? I forgot to mention it before the prayer time. Just remember, how many of your fathers have already gone to heaven? All right. How many of you still have a father on earth? All right. Oh, good. How many of you, your father's still alive and he's not saved? Would you raise your hand? All right. Raise it up higher if you don't mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, looks like 5. You know, if we believe in there's a real heaven and a hell, and it was your father that just got put on hospice, it'd almost break your heart. You know, once the last breath is taken, it's not like they can come back. I know that's heavy on Mrs. Johnson's heart. Her father's on hospice and not saved. But can I tell you, there's people all around the world, they're about to take their last breath and they're not saved. You know, when we as a church family obviously prayed tonight, and I know that after when you go home tonight, because now that you know, that you'll think about Mrs. Johnson's father and pray for him, that he gets saved. But you know why you do that? It's because you love. Do you know what missions is really? It's the proof of your love. Oh, I love missions. I love seeing lost people saved. I want to tell you something. You're lying if you don't give to missions, because the Bible says the proof of your love that you care about missions and missionaries is that you give to the missions. I'm just trying to listen to me now. I can say with all my heart, because I don't know what you give. But I'm just telling you as a Christian, can I just tell you what shows that you love the Lord in this area of trying to get people saved? Is whether or not you get the missionary to the foreign field. How do you get in foreign field? You give the missions. The proof of your love. All right, let me show you one more thing here that's kind of interesting. Why don't you look at your Bible again? Look at verse number 9. I'm going to just go ahead and pick it up verse number 11 if you don't mind. Verse 11 says, "Now therefore perform the doing of it." Talking about their giving. Talking about the missionary. "The doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will," that was a year ago, last phrase, verse number 10, but also to forward a year ago. A year ago, the church at Corinth made a commitment to give. He says, "as there was a readiness to will." Now, let me just stop for just a second here, church family. I think that this Bible, what Paul is teaching us here, is that Paul was there. Obviously, they had made a commitment a year earlier to be able to help minister to the saints, and that they were going to give that money. They made a commitment a year. And he says, listen, I know there was a readiness to will a year ago. This is October. We're about to take our faith promise missions commitments. And there ought to be a readiness and a willingness to support missionaries. OK, that's what Paul's trying to say here. And he said, listen, don't lose that because that was a year ago. All right. So in other words, finish your commitment is what he's telling them. Look what he says now. Here's what he says in verse number 11. "Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. And as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind." Now, let me just stop and say this, okay? I have heard people say before that a faith promise is you getting an idea of what you think you should give, make that commitment, and then the faith part is that you're making a commitment of money necessarily you don't have, but you're going to give the money. That's not faith promise. Faith promise is a performance out of that which ye have. Faith promise is not, okay, God, I know I don't have, you know, I'm going to give $100 a week to faith promise and my salary is $75, but I'm expecting you to make up the difference. That's not faith promise. Faith promise is knowing what I have, and it's a performance out of what I have. You say, Pastor Frank, I've only got X amount of money. I've got these bills I've got to take care of. God knows that. He's not expecting you to try to come up. That's why there's no pressure, because I can only give what I have. My wife and I, as far as our giving, we give every Sunday, and our giving, we give to our tithes. I give a tithe, I give an offering, and then I give to missions. That's our three that we give. And so my tithe is 10%, my offering is above my tithe, and then I give to missions separately from that. And so every week, my tithe and offering, and an offering really is your missions too, it goes into the offering plate. I pay that before the week begins, and what I have left over is what I use to live the week on, right, as far as that goes. I think sometimes people make their commitment, and, well, I don't have any more money. The faith is, I'm going to give my tithe and offerings to the Lord, and then I'm going to live the rest of my week on what I have. That's the faith part. It's not about, okay, I don't have the money to give. God said, that's not going to happen. The faith promise is out of performance, out of that which ye have. So I don't know what your income is, and it doesn't matter what your income is, but what I have, I can give a tithe and an offering, and my missions is my offering, but it can be an offering. I'm going to give my tithe, my offering, or give my tithe and missions. I'm going to give that, and then the Lord is going to help me as far as providing for the week. Now, Church Family, Mom, I'm going to use you for an example tonight. Do you mind? Okay, you don't know what I'm going to use you for, but thank you. All right. Okay, so my mother does not have a male influence in her life as far as a husband. All right. So she doesn't. So I don't have a problem with asking my mother about her finances because my father's not here. OK, So today when I was talking to her on the phone, missions conference is coming up. This is the first year she's been in our missions conference as far as being here. And she's a member here. And I point blank asked her, I said, Mom, what have you given to missions in the past? And I want to tell you why I asked that. I didn't tell her, I told her why I asked this. But the reason I asked this is because I don't want my mother just to give out of feeling because she wants to, just because she wants to give. I want her to give because God's going to show her the exact amount that she's supposed to give. All right? It's not a matter of, well, man, I really want to give, and so I'm going to give 50% of my, what do you get? What's the old person? What do you get? Social Security, is that what you get? Social Security? You get Social Security? Okay, all right. Okay, calm down, all right? Okay, Social Security, all right? So, I didn't ask her what she gets for Social Security, but and she'd tell me if I asked, but I said, listen, Mom, I don't want, me personally as her son, I didn't want her thinking I'm going to give 75% or 50% of my Social Security. Now, if I don't think there's anything wrong with my mom growing into that, but I didn't want her first year here to say, okay, I'm going to give it all. And I know that sounds very carnal as her son, but I have learned that God is only going to ask you to give out of performance, out of what you have, not of what you don't have. I'm not telling you this tonight so you can say, oh, I must not need to give. That's not the case. The case is you ask God between now and missions conference, God, what do you want me to give for my faith promise? And I'm telling you that if you sincerely ask the Lord, I really believe he'll show you. Amen. I believe that. And I don't think you're going to hear an audible voice, but I think that God can impress upon your heart about an amount. And by the way, if you're not getting an answer from the Lord, then start asking particularly. In other words, God, would you have me to give $10 a week? Would you have me give $40 a week? Would you have me give $50? I don't know what your incomes are. But ask God a specific amount of what you would like to give, and then let the Lord show you as far as that giving. But I promise you, it will only be out of what you have, not out of what you don't have. All right, so what's faith promise? I probably should have put a card in your hand tonight. Faith promise is me giving to God through missions by faith because of love. Out of what God has provided me. That's what faith promise is. It's really, really simple. Now, next Wednesday, we're going to start missions conference. Missions conference is going to go Wednesday through Sunday. On next Wednesday, in fact, Barnabas, probably on Sunday, we'll give out the faith promise missions cards on Sunday. You'll get your brochure on Sunday. You'll get your faith promise commitment card on Sunday. There's no place for you to write your name on the commitment card. It's between you and the Lord. It'll have a perforated edge for you to keep, part for you, a part for you to put in the offering plate. And then basically on Sunday, we collect our faith promise. All right. Now, church family, think for a moment here. If you're like my mother and you get paid once a month, follow the card. I think you can divide that out by four, if I remember correctly, to be able to put your amount on so that we know what we're giving as a church collectively to faith promise for the coming year. Young people in here, if you do not have a regular income, then why don't you pray about making a commitment to God to give a percentage of whatever income you get in a year? All right, for instance, some of you don't have a regular job, but like during the summer, you're going to be able to mow, but in the winter, you don't mow. Then why don't you say, okay, I'm going to give 5% of whatever I make to missions, or 10%. But pray about what the Lord have you to give. My children, they always have to talk to me before I try to talk to everyone before they make their commitment, because I don't want my kids, if my kids make a commitment, then they got to keep that for the year. So my kids, I ask them what they're going to give. Most of the time, it gets approved. On a rare occasion, I say, no, I don't think so. I said, I think you need to adjust it a little bit. And then what happens is one thing that my kids make commitments for amounts instead of percentages. So for the year, they want to give $75 to missions, or they want to give $100, whatever it might be. They make an amount. Listen, young people, I'm just telling you, it's in your best interest to figure out how you're going to get the gospel to the world through missions. Because you know what God does? God's gracious to those who are gracious. He's gracious to those who are gracious. We could take time tonight, and so many of you could give testimony of what the Lord's done in your life because of giving the Faith Promise missions. Listen, if you've never done it before, start somewhere. Even if it's just a buck a week, $5 a week, but start somewhere where you start to give the missions, and you'll find out real quickly here. I'm going to keep that up. I can't think of a better investment. Today, it's hard to find an investment that's a sure thing. I'm telling you, this is a sure thing. Amen. Faith Promise missions. Church family, tonight I'm going to close in prayer. We'll have a normal invitation for us to spend time with the Lord, obviously. But would you do me a favor tonight? Two things I want you to do. Number one, would you pray for God to bless the missions conference? I want you to pray for God's blessing on the missionaries that are going to be here, that we might be proper host, proper family to them. pray for God's the messages that we need to hear during the missions conference. So for number one, pray for God's blessing on the missions conference. Number two, I want you to pray that God would show you what he wants you to give to missions. Those are two things you should be praying for. Let's all stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, and our eyes are closed.